بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن سهل بن سعد رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم قال: شهدت من النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مجلسا وسف فيه الجنة حتى انتهى. Still in this last chapter of the description of Jannah, and we have heard various aspects of how beautiful Jannah will be. Yeah, Hazrat Sahal ibn Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu wa anhum says that I witnessed a gathering with Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is, that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regularly had majalis in which he used to educate the Sahaba, encourage the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum to practice upon deen. So one such majlis, I was also present, and in this majlis, wasafa fihi al-jannah. That Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had explained and described what Jannat will be. Various aspects on in various occasions, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam explained what Jannat is. And that was part of the duty of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam to explain the whole of deen and the acquirement of Jannat and what Jannat is. That was also part of it. And he says, Hatta intaha. Until the majlis came to an end. That is, I sat in the majlis right to the end. And meaning, referring to this is one important point also, that we should always sit in a gathering when we sit right till the end. Many times if we don't sit till the end, then there are certain points that we miss. And what we heard, we narrate that or we think about that. And perhaps there was something at the end that was very important and with relation to the balance of the bayan also. And we did not hear that. And perhaps we get then a lopsided view of that bayan, etc. So it is very important that a person sits till the end. Then Hazrat Sahal ibn Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, ثُمَّ قَالَ فِي آخِرِ حَدِيثِهِ. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, at the end of his hadith, that is, in this description of Jannat, in which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had explained various aspects of Jannat, towards the end he said, that فِيهَا عَيْنٌ لَا رَأَتْ. That in Jannat, there are such ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, such things which Allah Ta'ala has prepared that no eye has ever seen. وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ. And no ear has ever heard. وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. And no heart has ever thought of it, has ever imagined what it could be. This Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said towards the end and read an ayat of the Quran Sharif as well. So the Jannat which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has explained was that no eye has ever seen. With our eyes we see very many things. And for example in pictures we see various things which we did not reach to in the world, where we did not go to ourselves, but we see that. And today many books also are prepared on Jannat, and on the front page some beautiful garden, etc., some brooks, waters, etc. are also depicted there. But Jannat is something which no eye, la aynun, no eye has ever seen, no matter how much we see in this world. But what is in Jannat, no eye has ever seen. وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ. And no ear has ever heard. With our ears, we hear much more than what we can see with our eyes. For example, we are living here in South Africa. We haven't traveled the whole world. Somebody goes to another part of the world and he comes and explains to us that what things he has seen there. Somebody comes and explains of another part of the world. Somebody of another part of the world. So with our ears we hear much more. But whatever we hear, and even what we have read in the hadith, and we have heard it, that also Jannat is far beyond that. Much more superior than that. No ear has ever heard also. وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. And no, the slightest thought has not come on the heart of any person. Yeah, in this world, if we have to tell somebody, just dream and imagine and whatever you want. Don't look at the limitations of technology. Though technology has advanced, but still it has got its limitation. So let that not be an inhibition, the limits of technology. You just dream whatever you want. More than that is also Jannah. So much so, in fact, when a person will gain Jannah, he will realize where the end of man's imagination comes. Jannah starts from there. And then what is the rest of Jannah, we cannot imagine. And if we have to read books, etc., history of how people lived in this world, the kings of the world, of the times of before, what were the things they had prepared for their enjoyment, or presently also in various places, what were the things of enjoyment man has made for himself, but this also, Jannah is far, far beyond them, beyond that also. So, here in this world, for example, you tell somebody, just imagine, let your mind go wild, just dream as much as you can that what kind of a garden you would like to have, or what kind of a bathroom you would like to have, or what kind of a bedroom you would like to have. And don't look at any inhibition, even from the side of Sharia, as though everything was permissible for you. Or the inhibition of technology, that they cannot do this much. They can do so much, but they can't do this. Just let your mind go wide. Far, far beyond that is also Jannah. So this is what we have to strive for. Allah has put us in this world not to dream about Jannah, but to prepare for Jannah. What Allah has prepared is there, but we must not dream of it. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib, Palanpuri Rahmatullah Alayh, used to give a very good example with regard to this. Like a father promises his son that if you pass matric, for example, and I will give you, according to our days, I will give you the latest series, the top of the range, a BMW. Now the child, instead of preparing to pass the exam, he's going around to all the car showrooms, and he's going on the internet, and he's looking at magazines that what kind of a car this BMW will be. So where will he ever pass his exam? He's not studying at all, he's just worried of his exam. Now when he fails, and he comes and asks his father for the BM, instead of the BM, the father will give him a good hiding or a good punishment that you failed and you still, what you asking me for a BM? Like that, Allah has promised us Jannah. And we look at it and it must encourage us. But it must not be that we're just dreaming of this Jannah and we are not preparing for it. Our duty here now is to prepare for it. And when we pass, Allah from His side, it's not His duty, but Allah from His side in His kindness, He will give that Jannah. So this is that opportunity for us to prepare for that great, great Jannah. May Allah Ta'ala give us that understanding and tawfiq. We are not here to live it up in this dunya. This dunya is not a trillion, or not a, you cannot imagine. It cannot ever in any way compare with Jannah. But here it is that we prepare for that Jannah, and then it Allah Ta'ala in His kindness will grant us that. May Allah give us all the tawfiq, inshaAllah.